I'm going to read verse 3 of the book of Jude. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It is a common salvation, because we are all saved through the same faith. We believe the same truths and receive Christ in the same manner. All that are saved possess faith, though not all to the same degree. Still, faith is that childlike confidence in God that one must possess in order to obtain this salvation in every case. He that believeth in Christ is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. To all participation in Christian privileges, we have only one way, faith. If you believe with all of your heart, you may be saved. Faith makes a person a fellow commoner with the saints of God. It is a common salvation because faith and spiritual life are wrought to us by the same Spirit. Faith does not come to one by the operation of free will and to another by free grace, but to every one by the same Spirit. All are quickened by the same Spirit, kept alive by the same Spirit. The love of the Spirit should be joyfully acknowledged by all of us without exception. It is a common salvation, for the Spirit has worked all of our works in us. It's a common salvation as to its results. For all believers are equally born again. They are all renewed by Him who says, "Behold, I make all things new." Brought into one family of God, they are all made children of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. They are all justified, accepted, preserved, guided, upheld, and comforted by the same Holy Spirit. Their feet are set upon the same rock. They travel down the same King's highway, and a new song is prepared for every one of their mouths. The common salvation, like the common table of a house, satisfies all their mouths with good things and renews their youth like the eagles. By and by, in the future, they shall all meet in the same heaven. There will be no division before the throne of God. It will be one family. We will dwell in Him. The great family relationship shall be developed when all imperfections and errors shall be cast aside. The saints before the throne will sing a common song unto the common Savior as they gather in the common home, saved with a common salvation. This to me is a joyous thing, that God's best gift should be the commonest of all. It is so in nature. The sunshine, the dew, the air, the heavens, these cannot be owned by any particular few. They are common blessings, common to all men. There can be no monopolizing the gifts from heaven. God has ordained them to be the right of all of His children. The things of the covenant of grace are common to all believers. One may have a greater speech than another, but God has spoken to the quiet brother the same promises. The gift of salvation is to all who believe. The greatest saints may have far less of this world's riches than his brother, but the riches of God's grace are all his by equal title. We live on common ground here, fed by our Father with the same bread from heaven. Thank God that in so many points the saints have fellowship. For all these shall make them of one mind and of one heart towards each other. Some of God's children are not learned, but they all have been taught of the Lord. All are not experienced in the deep things of God, yet they are all entitled to the best things of God.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, all are blessing of his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. He'll say,
every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line,
all are blessing of his love divine. Yeah. I'm healed until the day of redemption. The book says I've been sealed according to that same book to prosper and be in health. It's right. In the book
is mine.
Think about it. From Genesis all the way down to Revelation, every chapter, every line, they all are blessings of his love divine.
Yes, sir.
Another promise for the Bible readers that says, delight yourself in the Lord. You can have what's in your heart. Anybody ever read that? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, guess what? He's got a brand new start. I love that part that says this. Knock, and the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. Everybody has their favorite promise. This one is mine, and it says, on resurrection morning, when that last trumpet sounds, and all that have died in Christ, they began to rise up from the ground. This applies to us. Then we that remain, say with the girl, oh yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
that's standing on God's promises. Come on, stretch them out one more time. Say with the gill. Say, oh yes, it's mine. Anybody here ever read that card that said, I'll never leave you? Oh, well, I'll forsake you. But I'll be with you even until the end of the world. Somebody tonight can relate to this. Stuck a fork in me, I was done. But I began to think about another one that fits me. It says, I once was young.